AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Equinor's 10.2% week ranks near the top of integrated oil, with pressure still refusing to confirm. EQNR rallied on average participation and regained a stronger position above its trend line, but the ShareMaestro read remains balanced, rather than cleanly bullish. Research brief. Equinor ASA ADR closed at $37.37 for the week ended 17 July 2026, up 10.2% on 19.8 million shares. The move beat both the U.S. energy sector and oil and gas integrated industry averages, but negative activity pressure and an undecided expectancy read keep the setup from becoming a fully confirmed breakout story. Key points. 1. EQNR gained 10.2% for the week and 15.4% over 4 weeks, while the 12-week return remained slightly negative at negative 0.5%. 2. The weekly trend signal is active, with price 13.2% above the $33.03 trend line and a 24-week active streak in place. 3. Volume was 19.8 million shares, equal to 1.1x the 13-week average, but only 0.8x the 52-week average, giving the rally only modest confirmation. 4. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.91, while relative strength is positive at 19.27, creating a mixed market dynamics profile. 5. EQNR ranks second in the 18-stock U.S. oil and gas integrated group for the week, against weak industry activity pressure breadth of just 5.6%. Price action stands out inside a selective energy move. Equinor's 10.2% weekly gain was a strong relative print in a U.S. energy group that averaged 2.8% for the week and 5.6% over 4 weeks. Within U.S. oil and gas integrated, the stock ranked second for the week and second over 4 weeks, with its 15.4% four-week return ahead of the industry average of 12.1%. The close at $37.37 leaves EQNR in the upper part of its 52-week range at 73.4% of the distance from the $21.75 low to the $43.03 high. The stock is still 13.2% below that high, so the latest move improves the recovery profile without yet removing overhead risk. Trend signal improves the backdrop, but confirmation is incomplete. The trend backdrop is active, and the 24-week active streak remains the strongest part of the setup. EQNR is now 13.2% above its $33.03 weekly trend line, a constructive regime position after the prior dip toward $32 in early July. Trend breadth is also respectable at 67.3%, with 35 of the past 52 weeks active. The weaker evidence sits in market dynamics. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.91, while the expectancy read is undecided at 46.59%. Relative strength is positive at 19.27 and has improved sharply, so the stock is showing better peer behavior than internal activity pressure. Volume says participation improved, not accelerated. The rally came on 19.8 million shares, slightly above the 13-week average of 18.6 million. But below the 52-week average of 23.4 million. That 1.1x short-term volume ratio is enough to avoid a thin rally warning, but it falls short of the stronger participation usually associated with a decisive institutional push. The volume backdrop is also less forceful than the March advance, when weekly turnover reached the 53.7 million to 58.0 million range during several large price moves. For now, the latest 10.2% gain has price confirmation, relative strength support, and only moderate volume validation. Sector breadth is better than industry pressure. Energy sector breadth is mixed, but helpful on a relative basis. U.S. energy shows 57.0% active trend breadth and 78.0% positive relative strength breadth, although positive market dynamics breadth is only 12.0%. EQNR's current profile fits that split. An active trend signal, positive relative strength, and no fresh activity pressure buy. In U.S. oil and gas integrated, only 38.9% of stocks have active weekly trend signals, and just 5.6% show positive activity pressure, while 72.2% retain positive relative strength. That means EQNR's price action is outperforming a group where internal pressure remains scarce. Risk and watch next framing. Risk is not trivial after the rebound. EQNR trades 48.6% above ShareMaestro fair value at $25.15. so valuation distance is now a more visible part of the risk case. Recent weekly volatility is 6.4%, above the 52-week base of 5.4%, and 23.1% of the past 26 weeks have produced sharp losses. The next read is whether activity pressure can turn positive while price holds above the trend line. A move toward the 43.03 USD 52-week high would carry more weight if volume expands beyond the current 1.1 times level, while a fade back toward the 33.03 USD trend line would test whether the 24-week trend signal still has support. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.